Don't answer the phone. Elvis Duran, the Elvis Duran phone tap.
All right, Danielle.
All right.
It's all you.
So Denise is phone tapping her fiancé, Luke. They just got engaged, but it didn't go as smoothly as planned. He proposed with a fortune cookie. They spelled her name wrong, So I'm calling as a rep from the company.
Well, we'll see how this goes. Listen in.
Hello?
Yeah, hi, Luke. This is Melissa from rotecookingshow.com.
You're calling me back.
Yeah, I'm calling you back. You called about the fortune cookie order that you had placed.
Well, you guys messed up one of my cookies. When I set up this really nice dinner for my girlfriend, I had three cookies that were supposed to say, you already met the love of your life, your life is about to change, and Denise, will you marry me? And you guys put Dennis, will you marry me, on the cookie.
So what can we do for you, sir?
So I just don't think it's fair that I'm paying full price when you guys didn't get my order right.
The first two cookies were right, right?
It doesn't matter if the first two cookies are right. This was a process. And all three cookies needed to be right for what I spent $237 on.
Okay, but did you type the name in as Dennis in the website?
No, I typed it as Denise.
Okay, hold on. Let me check your paperwork.
I got an email confirmation.
Hold on. I'm checking your paperwork. No, I got Dennis right in front of me.
Well,
will you marry me, Dennis?
I've got an email that says, Denise, lady, why are you arguing with me about this?
Because,
do you need me to forward you the email?
Well, I hate to tell you this, but there's no refund policy. They're custom-made cookies. We can't take them back. Who else is going to use them? And so that's why we have a no refund policy.
Well, why don't you sell them to somebody named Dennis? Because these aren't the cookies that I ordered.
Okay, did she say yes?
What?
Did she say yes? That's a question. Did she say yes?
No, yes, she said yes.
Okay, so then what's the big deal? Why are you calling me complaining? The girl said yes.
That's not the point. The point is not that she said yes. The point is that I paid $237 from a company that was supposed to do something right. You didn't get it right, so I shouldn't have to pay for it.
Yeah, but you know what? This is going to be a funny story you can tell your kids one day. Ha ha ha!
I didn't pay you for a funny story. I paid you for cookies that said Denise.
Wait, but then you should have made sure that the paperwork didn't say Dennis, because I got Dennis right in front of me.
Boy, the paperwork didn't say Dennis. It said Denise. I got it on a email.
I mean, we sent you a whole bunch of these fortune cookies. Don't you check them before you give them to her?
Well, if they'd have been there on time, I'd have gladly checked them. But they were there almost a whole day late. So I got them 20 minutes before the dinner. I threw them in my car and went to the dinner.
Give me a break.
And I was just lucky that we pulled it off in the first place.
You couldn't have taken 5 minutes.
I'm still screwed up because you people didn't do your job on the second part.
Oh, gosh, why do I always deal with people like this? You couldn't
Why do you always deal with people like this? Maybe because you don't know how to do your job.
Does your new fiancé know about your temper?
My new fiancé knows that I'm a person who gets what he pays for.
Was it a romantic night?
I'm not talking to you anymore, you crazy person. Would you please give me a supervisor?
Look, I shouldn't have to deal with you.
I'm sick of talking to you about this. Where is your supervisor?
I am the supervisor. Sorry.
Just the way you're talking right now and not exercising any element of customer service.
But you know what? As soon as you come on the phone, you start yelling at me. So
no,
what am I supposed to say?
I didn't start yelling until you started telling me that I'm wrong for wanting a refund for getting the wrong product, lady.
Denise, are you there?
Hi, Luke.
This is Danielle Monaro from Elvis Duran and the Morning Show, and your fiancé just phone tapped you.
Oh, my God. Jesus, God. This is horrible. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Oh, you're the worst customer service person ever.
Elvis Duran phone tap.
There you go. I like when you check your paperwork.
Yeah.
This phone tap was pre-recorded with permission granted by all participants. The Elvis Duran phone tap only on Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.